You're now listening to Road to Stardom.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Goody, here to Road to Stardom Radio. Make sure every Sunday we're going to get you on the poppin' as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. Last night, you know, I gave you all that good hip-hop. So tonight, I'm just going to just be playing all that feel-good love type of music tonight. You know that feel-good music that I love. That's what I'm going to be playing tonight. And we are going to be listening to my boy Sean Miller. You know I love playing Sean Miller. Love me. You know I love playing Will Preston. I was about to say Willie Preston. Will Preston's Let's Play. And Jay King's All Your Love. I love playing those three songs. So you're going to hear those three songs tonight. I love playing those songs. All Your Love is a new single by J. King. Go over to Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you digitally download your music or stream your music and get and listen to Soul Bossa Nova. Soul Bossa Nova by J. King. Sean Miller's album is called One in a Millie. And he spells his name S-H-A-U-N. Because a lot of people do A-N and it's A-U-N. Sean Miller, if you put Billy, his name will come up on all streaming platforms. Same thing with Will Preston, with Let's Play. You can go to all streaming platforms.
Let me show you how to play. When you're gonna love me, cause I'm tired of waiting patiently.
I don't know Jay's song yet. I don't know the lyrics to Jay's song just yet. A little bit of it, I will sing a little bit of it. Because I like doing that every now and then. When I'm going to play a song, I like to sing a little bit of it before I play it sometimes, not all the time. So we're going to get, you know, do I want to start off with Sean Miller? Do I want to start off with my boy Sean Miller? Do I want to do that? You know what? I'm going to take it old school. And that's what I'm going to do. Let's take it old school. And I'm going to go with my boys. Tower of Power. Now, you don't know who Tower of Power is? Google them. Find out who they are. Now, Lenny Williams was a part of Tower of Power for a short period of time. But this song by Tower of Power is my brother's favorite. And that's how I learned about this song from my brother. My brother's no longer here with me, but when I play this song, I feel him. And this song is called Some Days Were Meant for Rain. And when I heard this song, I thought that the guy singing the lead was Lenny Williams. And when I listened to a show that Lenny Williams was interviewed on, he said, and I asked the question, he said, no, that wasn't his lead. That was somebody else. I mean, not on this one, Some Days Are Meant for Rain. On Your Still Young Man, I think I asked. My other song by Tower Power that I love.
You're still a young man, baby. Don't wish you.
Yeah, you probably played that song before. I ain't going to keep going. But I asked was that him on the lead. He said no. Because after he left, somebody else came in and I, you know. And this song, like I said, of course, so here we go, y'all.
not been much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to kiss. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waiting on all the love I gotta give. I'm wonderful. When you gon' love? Been different lately. Ain't been calling me baby. So that nigga that you're sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it. Baby, do me a favor, either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised you, girl? Yeah. Like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love me, I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon' love me, if you ain't gon' love me like I love you, hard to let down your guard, but I came along with a different song. It's not the same. You can't believe I said it. You don't believe I did it. You never thought that I would come and take that heart away. You push, but I keep pulling. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. So while you're here, let's go and play.
So let me touch you the right way. Show you how to play. Every now and then, you gotta go in for the win. Touch you the right way. Show you how to play. And when you think that we're all done, we'll do it all again.
I'm not scared of what you have to say. It wouldn't stop me anyway. Seems your last left you cold from the crazy things I'm told. You gotta leave it all behind when you find a love like mine. It's a different day, cause I came your way. It's not the same. You can't believe I said it. You don't believe I did it. I came along and I took your lonely heart away. He pushed, but now I'm pulling. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. So while you're here, let's go and play. Yeah. Do you wanna play? Do you wanna play? Have a little fun, you deserve to play. Do you wanna play? Come on, let's play. I'll show you how to play, girl, play the game. Leave your cares from yesterday. You and me, we're on our way. I can make you feel a way you never felt. Come on, let's play.
Let me touch you the right way. Show you how to play. Every now and then,
we've gotta go in for the win.
Touch you the right way. Think that we're all done,
gonna
we'll do it
again.
All
again.
Touch you the right way.
Ooh, yeah.
Show you how to play.
Show you how to play.
Every now and then,
you gotta go
in for the win. Touch you the right way.
Hey.
Show you how to play.
Hey.
And when you think that we're all done, we'll do it all again. So let me touch you the right way. Show you how to play. Every now and then, you've gotta go in for the win.
We'll be right back. I like it nice and slow. When I grab hold of ya, make your river flow. Taste your love all night long. Ecstasy when you moan. It's my touch you're longing for. As you give me more and more of
all your love, all night long.
I'll be giving you good loving when we be getting it on.
All your love,
all your love,
all night long.
All night long. Give me that, give me that, that good love. I'm waiting on you, baby. When you're coming home, I got something waiting for ya. We gon' start in the living room. I wanna taste your loving, baby. Taste it all night. Keep giving me ecstasy when you're born. It's my touch you're longing for. Give it to you, baby. As you give me more and more of
all your love,
all your love,
all night long.
I'll be giving you good loving when we be getting it on.
All your love,
all your love,
all night long.
Give me that, give me that good love. Come on, baby. Coming home tonight, 'cause tonight
to worry. You kept me so satisfied. Every time I think about your baby, girl, it just blows my mind. How could I let you get away? I must have been out of my mind. I've been searching for so long. Nobody like you, nowhere to be found. Makes me wonder what I do if I never had someone like you. You never know just what you got. Take my advice and hold on tight. Don't let her go. If she means something to you, you might find yourself searching from the yellow brick road to the end of the rainbow. Nobody promised you a pot of gold.
No.
If you know like I know, you better take care of business, 'cause you might not ever find another.
Love.
get you back the numbers. We can always do it by the book. We can do things others only wonder.
Come a little closer to fill this gap in between us. Relax, just let me hold ya, so no one tears us apart, baby. The whole entire world's gonna be jealous, and it ain't on purpose. That's just how our love is. So open up your mind, yeah. Let's unite and feed that love desire. And I never met nothing like you before. I feel so fortunate to have this authentic romance, and our love is God's design. So that means nothing can stop it, and until we reach the heavens, babe, I'm gonna keep loving you more and more.
Come closer,
and
baby.
I'm never gonna let you go. I'm was built to break. Don't let nothing come between us but opportunity and space. In order for two of us to become one, we have to get a little bit closer and dispel the hesitation, cause nothing makes better than us.
try to tell myself that it was just a game. I'd run again to try and ease that lonely pain. No matter where I traveled, there I'd be, stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just a running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running. One day while I was on a run, somehow you made me feel my life had just begun. I'd seen the last of all my roaming days, 'cause I knew from you I'd never run away. Now you've got me running to get home to you. And my heart keeps running when I think of things you do. And I won't be running to no one else, no more. They all see me running and say that's love for sure.
Yeah. I'm not hesitating, no, as soon as work is done. My leg can carry me, yeah. Yeah. Life ain't complicated.
Oh no,
you got only one heart, one joy.
Oh, yeah. there's a beauty deep within that soothes me when I'm around you. Yeah. Your skin is but a scotch on porcelain. My sweet tooth's glad I found you. Now I'm in search of words to sing, a melody fit for a queen, as sweet as what I'm feeling in my heart. Oh, you're the sweetest berry on the vine. The sweetest berry on the vine. Never had I seen a perfect face till my eyes fell upon you. Yeah. And never had I felt true love until the day I held you. Whoa. Now I'm in search of words to sing, a melody fit for a queen, as sweet as what I'm feeling in my heart. You're the sweetest berry on the vine.
love to you.
I'm in paradise.
I'm in paradise.
Talking about, girl, hear me when I say you can't just
all the suffering. In return, you never give me nothing. Here's the news about loving you. Well, it's something that I used to do. Stop, children, what's that sound? Look at my heart all over the ground. Stop, children, what do you see? Why you keep shooting at me? Holding me back. Why the hell you make me feel like that? Loving you ain't worth all the suffering. In return, you never give me nothing. Here's the news about loving you. Well, it's something that I used to do. I never knew you'd be so evil. How did you get to be so evil, girl? Now you tell.
Someone I see, so on. You know, there's some things people just can't understand. I mean, it happens to us every day. And I put all my trust in you, baby. I mean, I thought I'd feel like a king. But then I found out, girl,
that you,
she really, really, really didn't know me. Like I thought you did. Why, baby?
Why?
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 Oh, girl. Come on. You got to come on, baby. If you don't, baby, I'll never get to understand.
Take my breath away.
be crazy. just me and you. The whole night through, let me love you, baby. I know I could love you down, down. Oh, let me love you. I know. Thank you.
to share every emotion. No.
every day, baby. You know I want you to be the man.
Come over, you know I'm ready. think that you and I've been playing for too long. Listen to some music and heard my favorite songs. Strawberries, whipped cream, champagne is on ice. You don't have to be so nice. Do everything I like. Lay me down.
Lay me down.
Whisper in my ear because I love to shine.
I love to shine.
And I love what you do to me. You turn me out.
Turn me out.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
And love around.
And love around.
Knock out. Night that you won't forget. Start on the floor, make her way to the bed. Holding me close and making me sweat. Making memories you'll never forget.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation. Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Tonight belongs to us. Baby, let's take our time. Fasten your seatbelt. Baby, let's take a ride. Baby,
I know.
This is what you're feeling for. I'ma give it to you now, and you can have some more. So come and try. Close the door behind you. Don't make a sound. Get your hands to the token. Hold me close.
Hold me close.
Let me go.
Let me go.
You already know that my body is yours.
You know.
And know you want it. So come and get it. Night that you won't forget. Start on the floor, make her way to the bed. Holding me close and making me sweat. Making memories you'll never forget.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation. Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Break this the night that you won't forget.
You know I'm ready.
Down on the floor, make her way
you
to the bed.
Ready.
Holding me close and making
you know
me sweat.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Touch me, squeeze me, kiss me, please me. Give it to me right, no hesitation. Baby, come over.
You know I'm ready.
Baby, come over.
And that's going to end the show right there with Fatima J, Come Over. And then we had that classic, Come Over by 4x4. Come over, come over, baby. Hey, baby, won't you come over? I love that song by 4x4. And I think they came up with a whole album. But I think that was the only hit they had. And I think you can say 4x4 was a one-hit wonder, but it's all right. This song is a classic. So, and I love playing it. So I gave you a mixture of a lot of different, you know, R&B cuts about love. And I appreciate you rocking with your girl always. So I love giving you nothing but the best in music. 7 days a week. Well, yeah, 7 days a week. Even though I do the talk shows, which is BOE, From the Pages to the Airwaves, and Promote Your Business, I still play music, so you still get good music. And the next Promote Your Business show is on October 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's where you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote can call into 347-202-0318. That is 347-202-0318 to promote what you got going on. And what I'd like for you to do right now is go follow your girl on Instagram at Road to Stardom. And that's TWR is the 2. So when you put it in, you're going to put Road TWO, and you're going to put Stardom. Because somebody already has the TO, so I couldn't use the TO. But it's all right. It still spells Road to Stardom, right? And also to Road to Stardom on Twitter with the TWO, because like I said, somebody already had it with the TO. And so all my indie artists out there that want things to play like these artists I play tonight, all you got to do is hit me up at 201-399-2014. That is 201-399-2014. And that's how you have to get your music played. And if you don't get me directly, you can always leave a message and I will get back to you. Or you can text and I will text it to you what you need to do. To that same number, you can text, you can leave a message. And I will get back to you and tell you what you need to do to get your music played right here in this station. And when you get the info, please follow it to the T. Meaning, if I say MP3 format in your music, I mean MP3 format. Don't send me a WAV file. Don't send me MP4. If I say MP3, I mean MP3. Don't send me your music in other formats and I can't play it and then I have to convert it in order to play it. It's not my job as a person who's playing your music to have to convert music just so I can play it on the station. That's not my job. So if you follow the instructions like you were told, we wouldn't have a problem like that. And if you miss any show given by Road to Stardom Radio, you can go to blogtoradio.com/Road to Stardom or just Google Road to Stardom Radio. You'll see the many platforms we are on that you can listen to any show we have put out. And if you'd like to be spotlighted by Road to Stardom, all you got to do is hit me up by Road to Stardom 2010. That's roadtostardom2010@gmail.com with a bio, pic, yes, a pic of yourself, links to your music. So if your music is on Spotify, you will give me your Spotify link. You will give me your Apple link. You will give me your Tidal link. I would say, because not everybody has Tidal, I would say give me the Apple and the Spotify link. And if you're on Pandora, you can give me the Pandora link as well. And you will be, and if you're an entrepreneur, you will send a picture of yourself, the web address, so that when people want to go check you out, your products or whatever services you offer, as an entrepreneur, when they want to go to your website, they can do so and check it out and support you. And you're going to send it to the email address. And you'll be featured on the Road to Stardom Radio's Facebook page, the Road to Stardom Facebook page, as well as the Road to Stardom blog site. And when people go there, whichever place to check it out, they will have your information to go check you out and support you. And this is why I say, as an artist, you give me the link. It's there. I can, if you can give me the embedded link, being that I'm a feature you, if you can give me the embedded, give me the link that they can click to check you out on Spotify and all that. But if there's an embedded link as well, that would be great because then I can embed it into the blog site. And from the blog site, they don't have to go to Spotify or Apple because if it's an embedded link, your music will play from the blog site, the blog page itself. and they don't have to go there, and they could check you out while they're on the block site. So if there's an embedded link, you can put that one in there as well. If you don't have your music on a streaming service yet, but you do have it on your YouTube page, you can send YouTube links as well. Because I know some people, you know, have new music, but they haven't put it on their Spotify yet, or their Apple, but they put it on their YouTube, you know, a snippet of it to get people to taste. You can give me that as well. If you have videos that goes with the music, you can send me your video links, and like I said, I will post those, and they can check your music out through the video link, as well as go to Spotify and Apple if they like it. Now, if you'd like to make a donation to the station, which helps keeps it going, that's right, it will help keeps it going, so I can continue giving you the best in music from indie artists, as well as the classics that I play on Sundays, sometimes Thursdays and Fridays. So I can keep giving you that. You can go to paypal.me/roadtostardom. When you put paypal.me, the box will pop up with what money amount you want to put in. You put the money amount. No amount is too big or too small. And you, or all you got is, if all you use is Cash App, then when you go to your Cash App, you're going to put $Road to Stardom. Right? You're going to put $Road to Stardom. And whatever amount. If you want to just donate $1, that's fine. That's why I said no money amount is too big or too small. Now, if you're going to donate 50 cents, come on now. You could do better than that. Because some people, because, you know, when you say no money amount is too big or too small, they will interpret it like if I send 25 cents, it's okay. But when you donate to charities, do you send charities just 25 cents? No, you don't. You send them about $20 the most, you know, or whatever amount you want to send them. That's why I'm saying no money amount is too big or too small. It is to help to keep the station going. Just like you watch PBS, right? And PBS always have those telethons. Not telethons, but you can say, I guess you can say kind of like a telethon, where if you make this amount of, if you make this donation and this amount, this is what you'll get for making this donation. And you say, you know what, I like PBS. I like the programs on PBS. Okay, I'm going to make a donation, and I'm going to give PBS a $50 donation. Not saying you have to give Road to Stardom a $50 donation, but I'm just trying to explain. You give PBS $50, right, and they say something for your donation. At Road to Stardom, we don't have nothing to send, but, you know, it is helping the keep the station going so more indie artists can get the airplay they deserve. That is why we're asking for a donation to the station. That is why when artists ask for interviews, pay a money amount donation for their interview, because it helps keep the station going. Because I would hate that I get on the air and have to say that there will be no more Road to Stardom Radio. All the shows that are here that's archived on all the streaming all the platforms we are on, plus Blog Talk, that is it. And then all of them indie artists are going to be like, really? Really, you really shutting down Road to Stardom Radio? You're the only station that will play my music. I'm like, it's not me. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to help keep the station going. People want airplay. I'm not saying the artist. I'm just saying people want to hear great music, but they don't want to support the station that's playing that great music. it's not, I'm not forcing nobody to donate, but if, you know, I'm just, you know, but I'm asking. So the station can stay going for years to come. Excuse me for that cough. And you know, you can also help by going to roadtostardommerch.creator-spring.com. That's roadtostardom.creator-spring.com. That is the Road to Stardom merch store. If you buy some from the store, that also helps with keeping Road to Stardom going. And our other store is connected to our foundation, which is the Black Oak Forever Foundation. And that merch, that store is blakoke-forever.creator-spring.com. Yep. And you put it, you put that in your Google, or just Google Road to Stardom merch, Black Oak Forever store. It'll come up in your Google search. Click on it. Buy something from the store. If you buy something from the Black Oak store, that helps the foundation. Buy something from Road to Stardom merch store, that helps Road to Stardom. So there's two ways you can help: by sending a cash donation, if you can. I know we're in the pandemic and everybody ain't got money like that. That's why I said no money amount is too big or too small. But I wouldn't donate 50 cents to somebody. A dollar, you know, I said as far as donations go, a dollar is the lowest we would go as accepting a donation. But not, no, 50 cents or 75 cents or a quarter. I get it, times are hard for people, but you know what I'm saying? If you could donate to other charities and stuff like that and give them like $20, you can give half of your $20 to the Road to Stardom. Or you can donate to the foundation. And you will go to paypal.me/Black Oak Forever. I think that's it. Let me make sure. So if you want to donate to the Black Oak Forever Foundation, you can do so. Let me see if it, let me check my PayPal link to make sure it's correct. So I don't want to send you to there to make a donation. Sorry for my notification noise on my phone. Make sure that is the right thing. Yep. That is paypal.me/Black Oak Forever. And when you go to the page, it'll say request. It'll say send. You're going to hit send. You log in, hit send. Send whatever amount you feel comfortable sending. Because the reason since I have time, a lot of time left, extra time left in the show, the reason why I started Black Oak Forever Foundation, because my brother was killed in 2014. He started this company, Black Oak, in 1996. In 96, you know, he was trying, you know how most entrepreneurs do when they start a business. They, you know, try to get it off the ground, put the word out about their business. That was 96. It didn't take off like he wanted it to. So, but he never gave up on it. It just didn't take off like he wanted it to. So finally it started catching a buzz with people and it was taking off. And then his life got taken. Like, and this was his baby. You know, when you become a parent for the first time, how happy you are being a parent for the first time. Well, this was like one of his babies. And I didn't want what he created and what he was doing with it to die along with him. Just like if something happens to me, I would love for Road to Stardom Radio to keep going, even though I'm no longer here, and continuing on of what I was doing is giving indie artists the opportunity to have their music heard. I wanted to continue on if I'm no longer here. And that's what I'm doing with Black Oak. But I didn't want it to go and just call it Black Oak like he did. I said, you know what, let's do Black Oak Forever. And that's what I was going to do. It'll be another business that I'm getting into. And I said, you know what, instead of making it another business, let's turn it into a foundation, right? And continue on what he was doing. My brother was into photography. So what I wanted to do, get some photographers, you know, to teach some kids how to do photography. Another thing he was, you know, he was into, you know, shooting models, like shooting models and other stuff. He was into music. And, you know, I wanted to do something where a producer will teach kids how to make beats and stuff. A person who sings will teach kids how to sing. You know, a person who dances will teach the kids how to dance, you know. Like different things in entertainment that he was in, he also wanted to do a clothing line. So that's why I started the Black Oak Forever store and created stuff in that store. And the money from that helps the foundation, but it also keeps his memory alive. So when you go to the Black Oak Forever store, you're going to see merch that says Jay Jasani. Jay Jasani is his name with the first two letters of his children's name. And that's what makes up Jay Jasani. So when people rock Jay Jasani, you know, they're rocking him. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I mean. And that's what I decided to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, because I always wanted to, you know, help the children because I'm tired of seeing them. You know, when I was in New York, I was tired of seeing the kids hanging on, you know, young kids hanging, you know, when I moved out here and living in New York, I was tired of seeing the young kids hanging on the street corners. When I was a kid, me and my friends, we hung out in the park. We didn't hang out in the, well, where I grew up at, we lived in a complex. So when you step out that complex, you're in the front. So that's what we called it. And when we were young, we went out there to go to the store, but we never hung out there. We never hung out there. That's where all the grown people older than us would do. They would hang out in the front. We never did that. We only went out there just to go to the store. And when I moved out here to New Jersey to see the young kids, you know, have nothing to do and be hanging out in the street, it's like, I don't like that because you know, the older kids, you know, or there's grown-ups there hanging out in the corners, you know, they could be selling drugs, and kids see that. Kids see things, certain things, not all things, But certain things will get fascinated by it. And they want to emulate what they see. I don't want a kid hanging on the street corner with a bunch of grown adults, seeing what they doing, like seeing them, you know, on the corner chilling and drinking and, you know, smoking and all that. I don't want young kids to have that image every day. I don't want these young kids to have that image every day. And so, you know, that's all they see, so they want to emulate it. I don't want that. I want there to be somewhere these kids can go and learn something. You understand what I'm saying? And learn something that will help them in their future. Like, there's a school that we had out here where I live out in Jersey. And they were supposed to turn that into a community center. They didn't. What they did is tore it down, and now that land now has an apartment building in its place. And instead of fixing up the area, because they want people to, you know how towns are. They up the town, get people to move into the town. But if I'm a person with kids and you don't have anything for my kids to do, I might not want to move there. And that's what I'm saying. There are a few people who do stuff for kids out here, but there's no community center. And the school where they house the Board of Ed people, they do a little something for the kids. They were supposed to bring the YMCA to our town. And they were going to take the building where I said houses the Board of Ed. They were going to turn that and make that like the YMCA. Because they were giving like fitness classes over there, Zumba, and some other stuff over there. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then they had, they had the senior center, where it used to be back in the day. The senior center back in the day used to be the community center for the kids, but it turned into, it's a daycare center and a senior center. So you got daycare kids, and you got senior citizens all in the same building at the same time. But what happens to the other kids who are older than the daycare kids? You know what I'm saying? Where's their place for them to go? You know, you got the pool, but you only can use the pool during the summer. Then they got the ice skating rink, which, it is hockey season, but you're going to see a lot of white kids over there. You're going to see black kids going there to the ice skating rink to want to ice skate. Even though there's nothing wrong if black kids want to ice skate, but that's not something a lot of black kids are into. They do have the Pee Wee League football, and they're called the Junior Raiders. And they have the cheerleading squad, so if you want to be part of the cheerleading squad for the Junior Rays, they have that. But football season is not all year round. Just like the NFL football season just started, so are high schools and colleges' football season starting. And, you know, we have to think about these kids. And that's why I really wanted to turn it the Black Oak Forever. Instead of making it into a business, make it into a foundation and, you know, get money together to help these kids out, keep them off the street, you know, I got the initiative, the anti-bullying initiative, stop the violence initiative, domestic violence initiative. And when you go to the Black Oak Forever, so you will see the anti, you will see the shirts about bullying, and there's one about domestic violence. I don't think I have one for stop the violence, but I know, it's domestic violence and bullying, and shirts on there about, and that's our initiative. You purchase one of those shirts, like I said, the money goes to the foundation. Doesn't go to me, goes to the foundation so that we can help. And I don't just want to help the kids, I want to help everybody. You know, everywhere you go, we got a homeless situation where they don't have nowhere to stay. They don't have no way of getting food to eat. We do have food banks, but and along the lines of the homeless, I was thinking of, like, where I get people that I know who know how to cook, and we do, like, we serve food to the homeless. Not out in the public, because, you know, now it's, the weather's getting cold. You know, like, when, like, you rent, you know, you rent, like a community center, and serve food to the homeless. Or for those who need a place to stay. See, there's one hotel in my area, but that's expensive. You know what I'm saying? That's expensive. And we do have homeless shelter, but a lot of homeless people don't like going to the shelter. One, because you go in there, people steal your things. You know, you go in there, a lot of the homeless people are veterans who served in our military, in our wars, and they have PTSD, which they haven't dealt with, and because of their PTSD and being in the military messed with their mind. It put them out. It put them on the streets. So, not only do I want to help, you know, like I said, help the community, help the kids. You know, I want to give away scholarships. So, like, for kids interested in photography, we'll have a photographer, like, help teach them how to, you know, do photography. And we would offer, if that's what they wanted to pursue and go to, you know, school for, that it would give them a scholarship. Because, the college I went to, they have photography classes. I don't know if they have a degree program for photography. I have to check it out, but they did have photography classes. So if they wanted to take photography classes as extra, you know, extracurricular activity for themselves, then, you know, like, we can raise money and whatever much the class costs, we'll pay for it for them so they can take the classes and learn photography, learn how to develop film, how to take the perfect picture. You know, if they love art and love to draw, they have art classes and majors in art that these kids can do. And we figure out how much it costs. And, you know, raise that money to send them for art. That's what they want to do. But I know how parents are when kids say what they want to go to school for or what they want to do in life. And because I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with wanting to be an NBA, NFL, or MLB player in your near in your future. But you're always going to need something to fall back on because, and this is why parents stress that their kids go to college, is because when getting into those sports, you do get injured. And you get injured to the point, you may get injured to the point where you can't play no more. There are players who have torn ligaments in their body playing the sport. And a doctor told them, if they go back out there and play and tear it again, that it won't be fixable. So just the, and then a lot of these football players, because they get hit so hard, they wind up getting concussions. And a concussion, you get a concussion that could stop you from ever playing again. Because if you get hit hard again, it could permanently damage your brain. And this is why a lot of athletes are retiring because they've had too many injuries in the sport they're in. And they don't want another injury that will permanently put them out of the game. And these owners of these teams don't care because they can replace you in a hop, skip, and a jump with somebody else who's just as good as you or better than you. Yep. And if they have to pay out your contract to put somebody else in, they will pay out your contract. And this is why a lot of them are retiring because of the injuries and stuff. But a lot of them are staying because they want that championship ring, the Super Bowl ring. The World Series, you know, championship ring. The NBA Finals championship ring. That. They want that ring. They want that chip. You know what I'm saying? No matter what sport they play, they want that chip. And then to be able in your sport to represent the U.S. in the Olympics. A lot of boxers retire. See, Floyd, this is what I like about Floyd Mayweather. Yes, he is a good boxer. Floyd Mayweather stopped boxing while he was on top. And people still to this day want to fight Floyd Mayweather. And he's not going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? The money got to be real good. Floyd is making buco money not being in the ring, so I don't think he's going to risk that to get back in the ring just to fight somebody who wants to fight him. Like, he did do an exhibition fight, and I think he fought Logan Paul or something like that. So, you know, I wouldn't, excuse me, y'all, I wanted to give you an explanation of why you should donate and all that stuff, and, you know, so I'll be back. The next show is the End of Experience, when you get nothing but the best in indie music, and depending on how I feel, sometimes I might want to throw some classics in there. Some old school classics in there, depending on how I feel. So I'm going to say peace, one love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. It's time to say goodbye to my listening friends. Bye-bye.